happy with the turnout today?
Yeah. I know last year Marcus told me there was like 115 coaches that registered, and this year over 200. So it's always good to see where, you know, you see the numbers go up, and, you know, we're just looking each year to try to make improvements on it. And we took a lot of their critiques wholeheartedly and tried to find ways that we could make this clinic better for them.
Gus, what's the next step for Telvin Smith as he continues his progression in year two?
Well, I think, you know, he said some really good things last year, and we can't have him just say, okay, you know, I got it, like we say, the three most dangerous words. So I know that he's working hard this offseason, and I think become more of a student of the game, you know, to really understand all the concepts that are presented to him through the defensive coaches and have a greater feel so that he has more opportunity to make big plays.
How hard is it to evaluate the safety spot now with spread offenses and
Yeah, I mean, for some of the things that we're looking for, the ability of a safety to work, you know, the whole field, the middle third of the field, you see some of that in college, but there's a lot of split safety looks. So, you know, you just pull out certain clips and try to see their speed. But that's where the combine and, you know, some film like that comes into effect.
What was that coaching clinic you went to coming up that made an impression on you?
What's that?
What was a coaching clinic that you went to that made an impression on you when you were coming up?
Dean Stallings.
Yeah, I mean, the national convention, when I went to that, you know, you have a chance, you know, all the coaches, college coaches are in one environment, and you get a chance to pick out some of these coaches that have had great success. And, yeah, Gene Stallings was one. I can remember one of the first times I was in college, I went and listened to him and had a great impact.
What do you hope some of the coaches come out and get out of this?
Well, we hope that, you know, just like we told a little story about sticking to the essentials, you know, this game has evolved to where it's all about the fundamentals. I think it always has been, but we want to make a renewed emphasis on that, you know, how to tackle, how to do some of the fundamental things, blocking, tackling, getting off blocks, you know, those types of principles. And, you know, we hope to make an environment where, you know, we challenge them and they challenge us and we can all get better through it. Well, we kind of split up our days now. We're taking a lot of the time and working on the draft. You know, we take the philosophy that we have our scouts and our coaches all together as we evaluate some of these players so that everybody has a part of it, has a say into it. So a lot of our day, I know for me, is spent on that. And, you know, for offense, defense, that really takes up, you know, a couple hours each day. Then after that, they're really back into meeting offensively and defensively. So we still have some time. We're still working through some things. But as we get closer to that date, we'll have a pretty good feel.
You don't have a fullback under contract right now. Is that a sign that you're phasing that spot out of the offense?
Well, I think that, no, I think if we, you know, right now we're looking at tight ends, you know, looking at you know, having maybe an extra tight end than maybe what we've had in the past. But if there's a fullback out there that is, you know, meet our needs and can do some of the things that we're going to ask him to do, we'll always be open to it.
So you could have four active tight ends on game.
We could.
Okay. But no fullback. That doesn't impact Gerhardt. He's still going to be a tailback.
Right? Yeah. And with Toby's situation, too, you know, he's, you know, we're looking, I'd like to, I think this will be a year that, you know, I look forward to have the conversation with Toby to say, all right, you kind of got a feel for how things are, the culture, the environment, and now the challenge is, you know, with that comfort level of knowing your outside part to really, you know, hopefully he can stay healthy and get a chance to showcase.
Any H-back for him?
You know, not H-back where he's displaced out, no.
How far are you in your draft prep? Are you really digging into it this next
year? Yeah, we're pretty heavy into it now. We've got quite a few of the position groups done, and but we still have a few to go.
You're going
to
be bringing in prospects over the next couple of weeks. When you meet with a guy, what do you want to find out about him?
Well, I think, you know, if there's any questions that have popped up watching film, of them, we'll get those cleared up. And then just, you know, to see as far as a fit for, you know, I think we hold a responsibility to our players to make sure we bring the type of player that we have in our locker room, the guys that love football, have a great spirit about football, and want to make sure we bring those types of players in. So there'll be some questions about their mentality and you know, what type of environment that they can see themselves being their best.